We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Arcan has all the latest in trending, and we're right back.
Now back to Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
The Celtics are getting a bit of a reputation that they don't take care of their stars, which is something that the rest of the league sees. Now, they develop really, really well. They draft really, really well. But I think the next step for the Celtics, and they have a newer regime. This is not the Danny Ainge regime, but they have an opportunity, or what they should be doing is showing the rest of the league, nah, we take care of our stars within the fabric of this organization. And, you know, they're kind of fumbling the ball on that, at least publicly.
That's Logan Murdoch, author of The Ringer's Jaylen Brown story that we spent all day on yesterday, saying the league now feels like the Celtics don't take care of their stars. Word is getting around the league, the Celtics don't take care of their stars. Now, I've felt this way in the past. Bill Simmons, it was on the Bill Simmons podcast, pointed out it's different now than it was with Danny Ainge. You're making a face there, Mego. Maybe you disagree. I kind of thought that was a Danny Ainge thing where he threw out Isaiah Thomas like yesterday's garbage. And I never liked how they handled that. And I've accused the Celtics of that in the past. I didn't realize people within the league feel that way. There's that reputation with the Celtics, and apparently that's still there. They don't take care of their stars. I'm more aligned with the team on this one than I am Jaylen Brown. What? You're upset with me that I tried to trade you for Durant? You're upset with me I tried to trade you for Anthony Davis or somebody like that? And I'm just talking basketball stuff. The stuff with the city, I'm aligned with Jaylen on. But the basketball stuff, I'm more on the team side than him. But you can't have that reputation in the league. You don't take care of your stars. Words getting out? That's a bit of a bombshell from Logan Murdoch, who dropped a bombshell with that Ringer interview that we've been talking about all week long.
That's a really scary quote to me. That jumped out to me. He was on Bill Simmons' podcast. I believe it was today it dropped. And with Jaylen in particular, so you bring up the Isaiah Thomas thing, the trade for Kyrie. That happened when Jaylen was a rookie here. Mm-hmm. So Jaylen watched that happen, and I think that that had some really bad reverberations throughout the league. Remember, there was a point where Kawhi Leonard or Anthony Davis's father. That's what it was. Kawhi Leonard was always just a pipe dream that I wanted him to.
No. I think they were linked to Kawhi. Kawhi's right. Got the crazy uncle, right? Right. Isn't that what it is
so
with Kawhi?
Anthony Davis's
got family members squawking too.
Anthony Davis's father said something along the lines of, I saw what they did to IT and I wouldn't want my son to play there. And that was a really big story at the time. And that's why I think, look, whether you feel like you can get a good return back in terms of who's going to be on the basketball court for Jaylen Brown, that's already a huge question, which you brought up yesterday. Usually when these stars leave on their own terms, you're not going to get anything equal back. Like, you're not going to get the talent back in return. But also, if Jaylen Brown leaves, this is a guy who you drafted to help take you to the finals last year.
When people doubted you. Like, right? Me, I didn't like that pick at all. I wanted it traded, and if they were picking, I wanted Jamal Murray. So, like, that pick was doubted by everyone, and you hit a home run on the Jaylen Brown pick, and you still alienate him.
Look, for fans, whether you respect where he's coming from or where other athletes are coming from and their feelings about Boston and their feelings about the Celtics themselves, you can't deny that there is something there. And if Jaylen leaves like this, I think it does kind of cement this reputation for the Celtics that's really damaging.
How much?
Because the two stars you have, you got through the draft.
Yeah.
And the longest thing that then got repaired by KG coming here. KG came here and he loved the Celtics. He embraced the Celtics. He still loves the Celtics. Perk is out there being like a great ambassador for his experience with the Celtics. But there is this other reputation that runs with it. And I think it's really dangerous if you're trying to court free agents to come here if that's your name out there.
And let's say what it is, too. It's like, oh, so the city's racist and they treat their black athletes crappily.
You can't trust the front office. Like, is basically what it sounds like from Jalen.
Whether that's reality or not, that is a tough one to overcome. So if that's the word in the league, yikes. How much stock do we put in it, RK?
I put stock in it, but I'm not that worried about it, I guess. And it's not that I'm not worried about the reputation of the city or anything, but I'm not worried about the reputation of the Celtics being a team that doesn't take care of their star. Jason Tatum's the only other star. He's the only guy you have to worry about. If Jason Tatum starts thinking, I don't want to be here because of these other reasons, fine. But he stands to make the Supermax, and as far as we know, he doesn't have any big gripes with the city or the organization or anybody else because he hasn't come out and said it.
Well,
so if Jaylen Brown leaves and or gets traded or something and you bring in another star, I don't know, but the Isaiah Thomas thing, I disagree with everybody who got on the Celtics case for that. I think that whole thing is ridiculous. If Danny Ainge didn't make that trade, he should have been fired. That was a good trade. Isaiah Thomas was out of the league in 2 years after that.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, really, like, if you held on to him and tried to build around him with his bad hip, I mean, he was in the G League.
You probably
3 years later.
Probably would have gotten past, I don't know, Milwaukee that year, but I don't know.
You think?
Well, yeah, with Kyrie playing like he was, I think he could have rolled out
Isaiah
Rozier.
Isaiah Thomas might not have even played.
Well, he could have played Rozier more. You could have played all the guys who were sitting on the bench who didn't want to play, but that's a side discussion. And I know we disagree on that, and that's fine. And if you do, please, 617-779-7937.
They traded him to Cleveland, and then Cleveland traded him. No one wanted him. Like, I don't understand why the Celtics had to keep him around forever. Like, what is this?
You treated them like crap, and I don't think they were forthright on their medicals and everything like that. They had to throw more into the trade. It was Weasley by Ainge, but Ainge is a weasel.
That was Weasley, but that shouldn't affect the team and the players.
Well, if your GM's a weasel, sooner or later it's going to get out that your GM's a weasel. And so now maybe Stevens is being Weasley too with these players. I don't know. But when it comes to what you just said about Tatum, that is true. Tatum wants Brown gone for Anthony Davis. So what's he going to do? Be like, we don't treat the superstars right? He's like, no, they're listening to me. Logan Murdoch had more, by the way. I want to hear this. And then I promise we'll get to some phone calls. There's a lot of you waiting at 617-779-7937. Here's more of Logan Murdoch on the Bill Simmons podcast. And again, if you're unfamiliar with Logan Murdoch, he's the author of this Jaylen Brown interview that ran yesterday in The Ringer. And here's what he had to say about, how it all went down last summer.
I really do think this summer was a big, big turning point because it was yet another time after Jaylen has become this franchise cornerstone and then to be in trade rumors. Because it's one thing to be a young guy and be in trade rumors because that's just the game. But when after you lead a franchise to the finals, you expect to have some level of respect. And, you know, that Kevin Durant thing happened a couple of weeks after that finals appearance. And he's thinking like another person you guys think is better than me on top of the other conflictions I have with this organization. So it's been a tough go for Jaylen. And,
to be fair on that trade thing, man, we don't know if they ever talked to the Nets about an actual trade, but the problem is it was out there that they were talking or they were circling, and that's when you just have to squash it. And the fact that they didn't squash it in any way and just let it kind of linger and then become a debate within the fan base and on the media and on talk radio, that's where I think they lost the narrative a little bit.
So anyway, Simmons there at the end, whatever. They wanted Durant. Tatum wants Durant. The Celtics wanted Durant. I don't know why people have to lie about that and pretend like that didn't happen. They wanted Durant, and they should have done it, by the way. It is a good point, and you do kind of forget. That timeline was crazy. And, like, when we were in the middle of it, we were all aware of it, but I kind of forgot the further we got away from it. They're in the finals, and, like, a week later, they're trading him for Durant.
And this is why I asked you in the show yesterday and Arcan yesterday, is there any point where the second-best player on the team is safe, aside from what we've seen in Golden State because they won four titles?
Maybe not.
Because they're
like
a
for
dynasty,
other teams, I mean, we were trying to come up with examples. I don't know.
Is there any point where you say it's not just building around this guy, it's building around these two guys? And it's interesting that we're here again because it was only 2 years ago that some people, probably you, I don't know, sorry, I didn't listen to you religiously at the time, but probably you were saying,
probably me,
these two cannot coexist.
Oh,
send
yeah.
one out of town.
Oh, I said that. Look,
now I'm sitting here going, hey, Can you just say we're building around both of you? Because that was one thing that Ime did a lot. We're going to get to the calls in a second. But Ime, as soon as he got here, it was Jason and Jaylen, Jason and Jaylen,
and
Jason
smart.
And Jaylen.
He was like throwing smart into it.
Okay, he threw smart into there because, you know, after the first couple of times, he was like, Jason and Jaylen, Jason and Jaylen.
And Marcus.
What about
Marcus?
Marcus?
Yeah. And Marcus.
Smart's in the background like, and Marcus.
Coach Adoki.
Now they're putting him on the cover of Sports Illustrated. But yeah, no, that's how it all went down last summer. And don't tell me the Celtics didn't want Durant. Like, maybe you guys out there driving around didn't want him. The Celtics wanted him. Tatum wanted him. And if you don't get that by now with the media blitz that Jaylen Brown is on, I can't help you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.